Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, friends. For an ad-free listening experience, please check out Sleep Tight Premium. A link can be found in our show notes. Thank you. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In tonight's story, we return to the Three Rivers Forest, where we meet a young fox named Fiona. When she was young, Fiona was a little shy and liked to stay close to her cozy den. But one day, she started to wonder about the world outside. She decided to take small steps to explore the forest and meet the other animals who lived there. Fiona's curiosity led her to have adventures, make new friends, and even make everyone laugh. Before we get started with our story, let's take a few moments to relax. Snuggle into your bed, getting as comfy as a fox in their den. Imagine being surrounded by soft, warm moss and feathers, safe and snug. Close your eyes gently. Breathe in deeply through your nose, slowly counting to three. Pretend you're smelling the fresh, clean air of the forest. Hold your breath for a moment, enjoying the peacefulness. Now open your mouth and breathe out slowly, counting to four. Imagine blowing gently on a pile of leaves, watching them twirl away. Each breath out takes away worries or busy thoughts, just like the wind carries leaves. With each breath in, imagine you can hear the sounds of a forest, the soft movement of trees, the gentle flow of rivers, and the distant sounds of friendly animals. As you breathe slowly, think about the night gently falling over the forest. The sky turns into a blanket of stars, and the moon smiles softly, watching over all the forest friends. With every breath, I feel more and more relaxed. Know that you are safe, you are loved, and you are as brave as Fiona. Keep breathing slowly and gently, letting your body feel heavy and relaxed as we continue with our story. Fiona, the Curious Fox. Fiona the fox is known throughout the Three Rivers Forest as one of the most curious and friendly animals you could ever meet. She greets everyone she meets with a friendly nod and a smile, always ready to lend an ear or a helping paw. Her curiosity has led her on adventures all over Brudenell, from the highest treetops, where the birds share their stories, to the banks of the rivers, where she listens to the tales of the fish. Not all foxes are like this, of course. Foxes are generally known for being smart and able to adapt to different situations, which might lead you to believe they are curious. But in Fiona's case, her curiosity developed over a long period of time. In fact, when she was a young pup, she hardly wanted to leave her den. Fiona's curiosity has also made her a bit of a storyteller. Often, when she and the gang get together to play, they sit around afterwards, sharing stories. Because her curiosity has led her to experience and learn so much, the younger animals often ask Fiona about her adventures. "Can you share how you learned so much about the forest?" Gary the groundhog asked when it was his turn to talk. "You seem as smart as Oliver the owl, and yet I don't think you are nearly so old." "I don't think anyone will ever be as smart as Oliver the owl," Fiona replied, shaking her body as she got up to share her story. "I'm not as brave as Bella, as wise as Oliver, nor as patient as Sammy, but I have learned some things. When I was young, I grew up in a cozy, hidden den under the roots of a giant fir tree. There was so much to see and so many potential friends nearby. Buddy the Beaver lived just down the hidden path with his parents, and there were so many birds, butterflies, and bees to chase. But despite living in such a wonderful place, at first, I didn't want to leave my cozy den. The forest outside seemed so big, so loud, and so full of the unknown. The fir tree we lived in didn't make it through one of our last big storms, so my parents moved to another place, just a little further down the hidden path. I remember my home very well. My den was so snug and warm, with walls lined with soft moss and feathers that my mother and father had collected. It was a safe haven from the busy forest outside, with its bird calls, buzzing bees, the rustling of leaves, and the sound of the nearby river. Not to mention the humans who would often come around. As you know, Gary, the forest is so beautiful. In the spring, it blooms with beautiful flowers. In the fall, the leaves cover the ground in shades of orange, red, and yellow. Winter wraps the forest in a blanket of quiet and snow, and summer brings back the birds and bees. But I could only dream of these wonderful things. I often listened to my parents' stories of the forest, imagining the adventures that awaited beyond the den. Unfortunately, the thought of stepping outside into the big unknown world made me a bit scared. "Why do I need to explore when I have everything I need right here?" I used to wonder. I think deep down, I was a little curious to know and discover our forest secrets. One sunny morning, I peeked out of my cozy den. The sun was shining, birds were singing, and I felt just a little bit curious and braver than usual. Other than that, I'm not sure what exactly led me to finally take a deep breath and step out into the neighborhood around my den. At first, I stayed close to home, sniffing around and watching butterflies flutter by. I saw some ants marching in a line, carrying tiny pieces of leaves. They're so small, yet they worked so hard. As days passed, I started walking farther and farther from the den. I discovered a beautiful stream I had never seen before. The water was clear and cool, and fish darted back and forth. I remember dipping my paws in and thinking about how funny it was that the water tickled them. Then I met other animals while I was out exploring. I met Randy the raccoon, who showed me how to find the sweetest berries, and Bella the bear, who taught me about the different trees. I realized that being curious made my days more exciting and full of surprises. I learned something new every day, and the forest felt even more special. One day, I found a hill I hadn't noticed before. I climbed to the top, and from there, I could see the whole forest spread out below me. It was beautiful. Our forest really is a beautiful place if you take the time to go out and experience it. One sunny afternoon, my curiosity led me to the edge of the forest where the tall grass met the trees. I heard from my friend Lily the bird about a mysterious object that sparkled in the sunlight, hidden somewhere in this part of the forest. Birds are always attracted to sparkly things, and I was determined to find it. As I searched through the grass, my nose twitched, and my ears perked up at every sound. I looked everywhere throughout that part of the forest. Suddenly, I stumbled upon something unusual. It wasn't the sparkling object Lily had talked about, but a bouncy, round thing that seemed out of place in the forest. I poked at it with my paw, and you will never guess what. It jumped into the air. I was a bit startled, but I chased after it, trying to catch this strange, bouncing object. Every time I thought I had it, the object would spring away, leading me on a chase around trees, stumps, and bushes. Finally, I leaped and caught the object between my paws. But as soon as I did, it gave one more bounce and sent me tumbling backwards into a bush. I then sat up and just stared at the thing. You will never guess what it was. It was an old, forgotten rubber ball, probably left behind by humans visiting the forest. At that moment, Randy the raccoon and Bella the bear came along, attracted by the commotion. When they saw me tangled in the bush with my tail sticking out and the ball beside me, they couldn't help but burst into laughter. I guess I looked pretty funny. Now that was some good fun. Fun I wouldn't have had if I hadn't come out of my den. After the laughter had died down and Randy and Bella continued on their adventures, I decided to visit Oliver. He was a bit harder to find in those days, but after a bit of searching, I found him perched on a branch overlooking the forest with his deep, thoughtful eyes. "Oliver, I have something funny to share with you," I began. I told him all about my adventure with the bouncing ball and how it ended with me in the bush, tail in the air. I wondered what someone as smart as Oliver would think of my silly moment. He listened closely, and when I finished my story, he hooted softly, a twinkle in his eyes. "Fiona," he said, "your curiosity led you to a new experience, and it brought laughter and fun to you and your friends. There's great value in that." I remember I agreed, though I was still a little embarrassed. "Being curious," he continued, "opens our world to endless possibilities. It teaches us, entertains us, and sometimes it gives us funny stories to tell." Though I laughed at being so silly, I was a little bit self-conscious, more than I am now. "But what if I end up looking silly again?" I asked Oliver. He smiled and told me, "Fiona, every great explorer, every curious soul in the history of the forest and beyond, has had moments of feeling silly or making mistakes. It's a part of learning and growing. The important thing is to experience those moments with a laugh and see them as steps towards learning and even more interesting experiences. I thought about Oliver's words and realized he was right. My silliness with the rubber ball would be something I would remember for a long time. I remember it so well that I can still share it with you now. Remember, Fiona, Oliver added, your curiosity is a gift that can bring about wonderful discoveries, laughter, and even better friendships with those around you. Never lose your willingness to explore and learn. It makes life infinitely richer. Gary, that's the short version of how I came to know so much about our forest. Each day, every little curiosity leads me to learn something new, something unexpected. I've had so many adventures because I started exploring and asking questions about everything around me. It's made my life so much better. I've learned a lot and had fun, and it's even brought us closer as friends. That's why I think being curious about the world is so important. Before anyone could say anything else, a great rumbling sound could be heard. Sorry guys, that was my stomach. I think it's time I went home and had something to eat, Randy the raccoon said with a laugh. The gang all laughed and started walking home down the hidden path towards their homes. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, it's okay to be a little silly sometimes. It makes life more fun. Every day, I learn something new because I look and listen carefully. Curiosity makes my world exciting and full of adventures. I am loved and safe, like Fiona in her cozy den. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight.